If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
You got five on it? With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you about to eat. Your choice of a tender, juicy McChicken or a hot, cheesy McDouble sandwich and a crispy four-piece McNuggets and a small fries and a small drink for just $5.
Money.
Woo. Five gets you more at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the all-new True Crime Never Sleeps podcast with your host, Larry Leese. Join us every week this season as we dive into the life and crimes of serial killers, from the butcher baker Robert Hansen to the Golden State Killer Joseph DeAngelo.
Welcome to the newest episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Leafs, from TrueCrimeNeverSleeps.com. Join us this season as we take a dive into the world of serial killers, from their upbringing to their crimes. This week we are diving into the world of serial killers and looking at the life and crimes of Henry Lee Lucas, also known as the Confession Killer. Henry Lee Lucas was a murderer born August 23, 1936, in Blacksburg, Virginia. Born to alcoholic parents, including a mother who prostituted herself, Lucas's sexual deviancy formed in his teen years. In 1960, he was sentenced for the murder of his mother, but was later paroled in 1970. Lucas went back to jail for the attempted kidnapping of a 15-year-old girl. He was once again released in 1975, later killing two more women, and eventually being arrested in 1983. He confessed to murdering hundreds of people, though no proof exists beyond three known victims. Lucas sat on death row, but was later changed to life in prison thanks to Texas Governor George W. Bush. He died in a Texas prison from natural causes on March 12, 2001. Henry Lee Lucas endured a monstrous and unspeakable abuse as a child at the hands of his alcoholic mother, Viola Waugh. His father, named Anderson but nicknamed No Legs because he lost both in a railroad accident, made bootleg whiskey and sold pencils on Blacksburg, Virginia street corners. Meanwhile, Viola turned tricks in their single-bedroom cabin. Viola beat Henry viciously from a very young age. When he was around 9 years old, he got stabbed in the eye with a stick by his brother. His mother refused to take him to a doctor. He only got medical attention when a schoolteacher noticed. But the infection was so pronounced, he lost the eye, and it was later replaced by a glass one. Another time, a teacher gave Henry a pair of shoes after noticing he was coming to school barefoot. When he returned home, his mother was very angry at him for accepting charity. He beat him sadistically and threw away the shoes. She also frequently forced Henry to go to school dressed as a girl. But after teachers complained to law enforcement, the courts ordered Viola to stop. Worse, Viola would often force Henry and her own husband to watch her prostitute herself in their two-room cabin. By age 10, Henry was an alcoholic. He was sexually abused regularly by an older stepbrother and had developed a sick fascination with bestiality and rape. Finally, Anderson decided he could not take any more. He rolled his wheelchair into the snow, dropped, laid there, and froze to death rather than spend one more day with his cruel wife. Lucas spent his teen years in and out of jail. In March 1960, he was sentenced to 20 to 40 years in prison for murdering his mother. He was sentenced to Jackson State Penitentiary in southern Michigan, but after two attempted suicide, he was admitted to Ionia State Mental Hospital. He was later paroled in 1970 after serving only 10 years.
If you enjoy the true crime stories featured on this podcast, please consider supporting us by buying us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps us grow the show. Thank you for being a listener and supporter of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast.
Lucas's life of crime began in the 1950s. Lucas left home around 1951 and was living with another stepbrother, Harry Waugh, at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains near Lyndhurst, Virginia, when on May 13, 1954, the unnamed 17-year-old Augusta County youth was stopped on a traffic violation in Waynesboro by Officer R.L. Stover. A check of his car revealed money, a coat, and keys, all believed to be stolen. Lucas claimed that the stolen car was his brother's, but which was found to be false. This led to a series of charges, including breaking and entering, and car theft. An article in the May 19, 1954, Waynesboro News Virginian reported also that the youth had spent some time in an industrial school and also faces breaking and entering charges in Staunton and Augusta County. According to the June 28, 1954, Virginia Penitentiary Admittance Ledger, Lucas was not sentenced for any break-ins in Staunton or Augusta. However, he was found guilty of statutory burglary in Waynesboro Juvenile Relations Court, later sentenced to 2 years as prisoner number 65971. He was not a good inmate at first. After two unsuccessful escape attempts from a road crew in 1957 on September 14th, Virginia extended his sentence to 2 more years, and he was finally released September 2, 1959. After his Virginia release, Lucas went to his older stepsister, Opal's home in Tecumseh, Michigan. On January 2, 1961, his 68-year-old mother showed up, demanding he return to Blacksburg to care for her in her old age. Refusing, they got into a fight, and he fatally stabbed her in the neck. After a failed marriage to Becky Crawford, whose 3 young stepdaughters he molested, and after serving another 4 years in Michigan for the attempted kidnapping of a 14-year-old girl, Lucas was released in August 1975. He stayed briefly in Perryville, Maryland, with his stepsister and her husband. He worked numerous odd jobs, including as a car mechanic and a line worker at the Kaolin Mushroom Company in Pennsylvania. And this is when things started getting worse. Around February 10th, 1979, Lucas met a sadistic drifter named Otis Toole at a mission in Jacksonville, Florida. And together with his mentally disabled niece, Frida Powell, they left Florida on June 1st, 1981 and traveled over a year doing odd jobs across multiple states. In August 1982, Lucas killed and dismembered Powell after claiming she ran off with a truck driver. Then in September, killed a former employer named Kate Rich in Ringgold, Texas. After being arrested in June 1983, Lucas began confessing to dozens of murders. Some were so outlandish they were dismissed as hoaxes by the media and Texas police. However, he was still flown from state to state to meet with detectives and police. They would then use his dubious and coached confessions to prematurely close the books on hundreds of inactive murders. He even confessed to murdering 2 Texas women on September 12th and 28th. 1981, despite records showing he was held in the Cecil County, Maryland jail for stealing a truck belonging to his brother-in-law. Lucas's confessions continued to increase the longer he remained in police custody. While he first admitted to 3 murders, that of his mother and Kate Rich, that number soon swelled to 77. Then on June 22nd, when talking to Williamson County, Texas Sheriff Boutwell, that increased to 156. His final estimate was just over 600 murders. Unfortunately, when Lucas was confessing to hundreds of murders, those with custody of Lucas did nothing to bring an end to his hoax. Maddox wrote of other states' law enforcement personnel who were just trying to close cold cases. Even as evidence of the hoax mounted, they continued to insist that Lucas had murdered hundreds of persons. Lucas even confessed to crimes everyone knew he had no hand in, disclosed the disappearances of Jimmy Hoffa, and delivering poison to Jim Jones's People's Temple in Guyana. The Dallas police presented him 10 fictitious murders, and Lucas confessed to all 10 of them. Still, he was escorted around the country and fed steaks and milkshakes in return for his confessions. Lucas was eventually convicted of 11 murders and sentenced to death. The murdered victim was known only at the time as Orange Socks, as that was all she was wearing when found. In 2019, it was determined her name was Deborah Jackson. Lucas eventually became a born-again Christian, which convinced Governor George Bush to commute his sentence to life in prison. Lucas died of heart failure in prison on March 12, 2001.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.